أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا داود وسليمان علما وقال الحمد لله الذي فضلنا على كثير من عباده المؤمنين. وورث سليمان داود وقال يا أيها الناس علمنا منطق الطير وأوتينا من كل شيء إن هذا لهو الفضل المبين. وحشر لسليمان جنوده من الجن والإنس والطير فهم يوزعون. حتى إذا أتوا على واد النمل قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. فتبسم ضاحكا من قولها وقال ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. وتفقد الطير فقال ما لي لا أرى الهدهد أم كان من الغائبين. لأعذبنه عذابا شديدا أو لأذبحنه أو ليأتيني بسلطان مبين. And we had bestowed Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salam knowledge from our presence, and both said in gratitude, praise be to Allah who has favored us over many of his believing servants. And Sulaiman alayhi salam was Dawood alayhi salam's heir. And he said, O people, we have been taught the speech of birds and we have been given all things. And this is an open grace of Allah Ta'ala. And his forces, the forces of Sulaiman alayhi salam, of jinn, man and birds were gathered for him and they should be kept in ranks. At length, when they came to the valley of ants, an ant called out saying, O ants, enter your habitations, lest Sulaiman alayhi salam and his armies crush you without them even knowing. He smiled, much pleased at her speech, and said, My Rabb, give me the grace that I be grateful for your favors which you have favored upon me and my parents, and that I continue doing righteous works that will please you, and admit me with your mercy in the ranks of the righteous servants. We understand that amongst the favors of Allah Ta'ala, the greatest favor is ilm. And being the greatest favor, it requires thanks and appreciation. So they show the gratitude of Allah Ta'ala, Alhamdulillah. With knowledge, Allah Ta'ala has favored us over many of his servants. And Sulaiman alayhi salam became the heir of Dawood alayhi salam, that is his father, the heir of his knowledge and his righteousness. Dawood alayhi salam had 19 sons, and Sulaiman alayhi salam, being spoken out about being his heir, will obviously refer to the knowledge and the spirituality, not the kingdom itself. Because if it was the kingdom, then all 19 children, 19 sons, would have had equal proportions to the estate of Dawood alayhi salam. So here is referred to his knowledge and his spirituality and righteousness. Again, when we are favored and Allah Ta'ala bestows us, then we need to show gratitude repeatedly, again and again, not cry or not go on crying over small little losses, but look at the bigger picture, how Allah Ta'ala has favored us with health, wealth, knowledge, respect, etc., and keep showing that gratitude towards Him. And Sulaiman alayhi salam's kingdom was quite unique, that he was amongst the very few people who ruled over the entire world. And the power and the control that was given to him was also quite unique, unlike any other king that only has control over the land. He had the control over jinnat, over mankind, over birds, over animals. He could actually communicate with them. So this was the control, apart from the control over the seas, over the air. So his control was quite unique, unlike any other king before him or after him, that he had control over the oceans, over the air, over the jinnat, over birds and animals. At length, when they came to the valley of ants, and he heard an ant talking, cautioning and signaling its brethren, "O ants, enter your habitations, lest Sulaiman alayhi salam and his people may crush you without them realizing." So he overheard the speech. He was quite impressed, quite pleased at her words, that he was able to hear the conversation that she had with her people and the concern that she's got for her community. So this pleased Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he smiled and he said, "Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta 'ali." Again, in just 3 verses, Allah Ta'ala speaks about shukr repeatedly, that when he's been favored with that which others haven't been favored, something unique, then this show needs repeated shukr and gratitude. "My Rabb, give me the grace that I remain thankful and grateful for your favors that you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents." Without the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala, one cannot show real gratitude. Awzi'ni, from the word waza, means to stop. In other words, Allah Ta'ala, stop me, keep me in your gratitude, that I remain stopped there. I don't move out of showing gratitude to you at all times, the morning, the night, the evening. At all times, I remain stuck in showing gratitude and thanks to you, appreciation for your favors, and to continue doing righteous works that will please you. Man can do good works, but works that will be acceptable to Allah Ta'ala and pleasing to Him is only out of His grace, that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with our works. So after doing good works, then we keep on asking Allah Ta'ala for His favor of acceptance and pleasure, that He is pleased with us and He accepts our humble efforts. And again, وَأَدْخِلْنِي, in humility, says, "Admit me by your mercy in the ranks of your righteous servants." His control was quite supreme and unique, and in this control he was not consumed with pride, and he wasn't an arrogant person, but with all that position, all that power, he still kept a supervision, and he looked into the attendance of the different creatures that were under his control, whether they were the animals, whether they were the jinn, or even the birds. He would keep a muster, and he would keep a record of all of them. So whilst he was keeping a record, inspecting the different creations that Allah Ta'ala had under his control, so he says, "Mali la ar al-hudhud." What is the matter that I don't see the hudhud bird? Or is she amongst those that are absent? It was the way of the pious of the past, that if they found anything, any shortcoming in the favors that they are used to, in the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then first they would attribute this to themselves. Perhaps it is my personal weakness that I see something wrong. When a person has got a physical problem, then first his mind goes towards the mistakes that he may have had. He may have overindulged. He may have done something, exerted himself, and therefore he's brought about this type of an injury or pain to himself. So the same analogy will be extended in the spiritual realm, that when a person sees some short in spiritualism, in righteousness and virtue, then he will think, perhaps I've made a mistake, I've stumbled, I've said something that I was not supposed to be saying. So he takes an account and of himself, he reckons and takes an account of himself. The pious of the past, they say, إِذَا فَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ تَفَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. When they saw that there was something deficient in them, in their works and in the favors that they enjoyed of remaining in the grace of Allah Ta'ala and His obedience, if they saw some little deficiency, then they would go and inspect their deeds. Perhaps I've wronged here, my intention is not right, or I spoke incorrectly, I spoke out of turn, I may have involved myself in rebirth, etc. So immediately they would go and inspect themselves. And overall, it also shows that when a person has been given some type of control, then he needs to keep checking on the things that he have got control upon. Not that I've got that control and authority, and then he is not concerned about the things that come under him. So Sulaiman alayhi salam is in that supreme control, yet he keeps a check and a record of all the things that come under him, even to the extent of the simple hudhud bird. He is keeping a record and seeing that everything is in order, in place. And he says, لَوْعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا, I will inflict it with a severe penalty or slaughter it, unless it brings to me some clear proof for its absence. So he hardly waited long when this hudhud bird had come along and said, I've gathered information that you haven't, and I've come from Saba with true news, with true information. I found a woman ruling over them, and she's been given all types of favors, all type of control and favors she's been given, and she has a supreme throne. I found her and her people. وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, I found her and her people bowing down to the sun besides Allah Ta'ala. Shaitan has made their works pleasing to them, thus keeping them away from the path, and hence they are not upon the path of guidance. And Shaitan has further led them not to prostrate and bow down to Allah Ta'ala, who brings out the hidden things from the heavens and the earth, and He knows all what you conceal and reveal. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Allah, there is none worthy of worship but Him. He is the Rabb of the supreme throne. Salta ayat wa shubik man salta.